Bill Corbis is the former owner of Alaska Electric Light and Power Company, which co-owns the former Alaska Juno mine property. He announced at a recent Chamber of Commerce luncheon that there's nothing to announce.
There is absolutely nothing going on that I'm aware of as far as a proposal to reopen the AJ mine or any new mine.
Why the disclaimer? Any plan to restart gold mining here would be controversial. Before it closed in 1944, the Alaska Juno mine was among the largest of its kind. There have been plans to reopen the AJ in the past. In the mid-1980s, Echo Bay Mines invested $100 million to restart mining here. It didn't end well. In 1994, there was a mass fish die-off in Gold Creek. There were lawsuits. A federal investigation found that the company allowed oil, grease, and even sewage to leach into the watershed. No charges were filed, but Echo Bay paid $250,000 to the state. Then the price of gold dropped, and the Canadian company pulled out in 1997. Frank Bergstrom was Echo Bay's environmental compliance officer. Today, he's the treasurer of a pro-business group called First Things First Alaska Foundation. He argues that the mining sector could help reverse economic decline in the capital city, which lost at least 300 jobs in the past year.
What we have is an opportunity. We want to sell that opportunity. And the Juneau government has an asset. It's incumbent on the government of Juneau to see that asset developed for the benefit of the citizens. And so it's that opportunity we're selling there. Yep, there's gold in the ground. How much? Someone's got to come and look.
Bergstrom helped write a revised ordinance to make Juneau more mine-friendly, and he's had help.
I looked at it from the point of view of layers that took out process but didn't change the environmental requirements.
That's attorney Jim Clark. He's a former chief of staff for Governor Frank Murkowski and a power broker in the Alaska capital. He's proposed cutting the existing mining ordinance from 17 pages to a lean 3.5.
And what we're primarily taking out of here is a CBJ staff review of whether the federal and state regulators properly issued the federal and state permits.
The Southeast Alaska Conservation Council held a bonfire at the Auk Rec picnic site to discuss the pro-mining initiative.
This isn't about being for or against mining. It's about wanting to make sure that anything that we do is smart.
That's Buck Lindekugel, the group's staff attorney. He says the revised ordinance would undercut local authority and remove the required socioeconomic impact study on Juneau as a community.
The proposal that's gone forward has been, in my opinion, to put the borough's arm behind its back, okay? Not give it all the tools it needs to make a good decision for the assembly, for the planning commission, whoever makes the decision.
Support for replacing the mining ordinance has been received warmly by some members of the Juneau Assembly, but a motion to forward it to the planning commission failed. It's scheduled to resurface at the assembly's June 12th meeting. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.